You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This next piece has a content warning regarding sexual abuse. While countries around the world have had their Me Too moment regarding sexual harassment in creative industries, New Zealand seems to have missed out and fallen behind with these important conversations. I interviewed two members of Aotearoa's creative industry, Chinta Damarell and Hannah Clark, about their new multidisciplinary project called We Too, which is all about supporting survivors of sexual harm in our creative industries. They're two-fifths of the We Too project, and they met while studying at the New Zealand Drama School Toi Whakaari and realised how prominent and dismissed these issues were. And so I began by asking them what We Too is all about.
We Too is a digital community for creatives that have experienced slash want to engage in conversation of sexual harm and healing.
So how did you get involved in We Too, or what was the thing that made you think, okay, we've really got to do this and we've got to do this now?
We'd done a little bit of work together around the policies at Toi and how to update them so that they actually protect people who have been affected by sexual trauma within the school. But what was clear to us is that the issue keeps coming back. So I was sexually assaulted by another student during my time there and eventually ended up having to leave the school. So I didn't get my degree. But after Rose Kirkup, who's a mentor of ours, kind of came to us and was like, you guys need to keep making this work. I've had like more students come to me. I'm having more people say this is happening to me. And we were like, this just has to stop.
So We Too's goal is to uplift and make voices heard in creative communities that have been silenced. Why do you think there is this sort of fear of speaking up? And what is it about the nature of creative industries in particular, be it music or acting, that makes people particularly vulnerable?
I think there's a lot of pressure in the creative industry because you're told that it's all about who you know and your network, and you kind of have this picture of a ladder that you need to climb up to get to where you want to be. So I think that pressure stops people from feeling like they can speak out, because there's a huge amount of shame that they feel like they may carry by saying that.
I think it's because we are in an industry where we have to connect so much, and you know, we're pushing the boundaries on connection with each other a lot of the time. And I think that, you know, as most industries, there is sexual harm, but I think it's amplified in the connective, raw nature of the creative industries. Hmm. It's all about connection. Yeah. And if you step on someone's toes, you're kind of blacklisted from the creative industries pretty fast.
And do you think the size of the creative industry here in New Zealand, which is small, and there is that idea of that ladder and everyone knows everybody, do you think that the size affects how sexual harassment and abuse is addressed?
Absolutely. I think there's a fear from, you know, whoever you go to about your sexual harm, who's higher up in the hierarchy, you know, there's a fear from them that if they deal with it in a way that, you know, creates exposure, that it's bad for them. It's all about reputation, really. Mm. And I think that causes a huge problem for us because, first of all, we just don't talk about it. So then it seems like it doesn't happen here, and we have this overconfident, you know, New Zealand doesn't have to deal with this.
And do you also think that why it's sort of hard, and as you said before, like in creative industries, how sexual harm is amplified, do you think that in the creative industry, concerns or offences around things like that are ever dismissed under the guise of, oh, that's just art, or it's for the art, and if you were a true artist, you wouldn't have a problem with this?
Yeah, 100%. And also the idea of like the ladder climbing.
Yeah.
I think that's a huge amount of pressure, and it's not necessarily other people directly telling you you're not an artist unless you do this, but like it's a pressure you feel within yourself, and a questioning of, if I say no to this, does that mean I'm not going to get a job later?
Yeah, it's like how, you know, they go, oh, well, actors, they'll get naked and we'll all, you know, do a life drawing class together and get, you know,
yeah.
I don't know. Like, it's this expectation that you should be comfortable with sex if you want to be in the creative industries, which isn't the case all the time.
Around the world, yeah. Like, creative industries have had their Me Too and We Too moment regarding sexual abuse and harassment. But, like, even when I was researching this topic, it was really hard to find statistics or any report on sexual offences in specific industries in Aotearoa. Why do you think that is? Like, what is it about New Zealand that means that it's been behind in these conversations?
I think that we don't really talk about it. I think a lot of people have experienced this and either don't tell anyone or just tell a small, close group of people, which means we're not getting the statistics. We, you know, the fact that in America, when the Me Too movement came out, lots and lots of people came forward. And it feels like that movement kind of missed New Zealand.
I think that it's totally to do with New Zealand's, like, she'll be right attitude. There's a lot of sweeping things under the rug. And also the pressure to uphold your emotions or, you know, like, not let your personal life get involved with your work life. And I think that we have a massive disconnect with mental health and the workforce, where you can't actually come forward and say, I really need to take some time to myself because this has happened to me. Like, there's just, that's just so shrouded in shame, that shame that kind of sits on your shoulder stops that from being talked about and therefore stops it from being documented, and therefore New Zealand thinks it doesn't have a problem. I think that with this website, I'm hoping that we can actually get a clearer picture as well of how people in New Zealand have experienced this.
In America, there were so many people, so you can kind of stand behind people and not feel so exposed. And I think that's been one of the hardest things for the team that I'm working with on this, was to be in the forefront and be like, I'm okay with putting my face and my voice, you know, forward for this. And I think it means it is vulnerability that happens in this. And I think it's really hard for people to do that when it feels like there's not a safe environment, which is kind of the whole point of us doing this, is to create that space.
What sort of content can people expect from the We Too website? What's its goal?
So the goal is to create not only a place of healing that provides information, you know, there'll be pages about safe set practice or, you know, how do you go to someone up the chain of power to talk about this.
In terms of our work, because we're going to do some submissions as well, just so that we can figure out what that actually might look like for other people coming in. I think that a big thing that I want to contribute is survival guides, tiny little like zine survival guides where people can, if they have experienced some toxic behavior or have experienced like a rude comment or something like that, it's like a little thing that they can pull out and just like look at for themselves and be like, okay, cool, this is how I handle that
stuff.
We're still kind of figuring out what taking submissions from people will look like, but I imagine at this stage it'll be creative writing, fine art, dance work, and maybe some like theatre around it. We kind of want to just open it up for anyone artistic to kind of explore what healing may look like or how they want to express what they've experienced.
Providing a place of artists who have had their voices silenced to present their work.
So people who have been sort of shunned or have left the sort of formal side of the creative industry.
I think a lot of creatives who experience this kind of stuff kind of go into shadows because of shame and not wanting to, you know, be known as that person. And a lot of people leave the creative industry because of this.
Yeah.
And it's important to, you know, create that space for these people.
What's the danger of leaving these issues unaddressed as they have been for so long, like not only for people but for art itself?
Well, I think it creates art that isn't truthful if we don't talk about this. It creates a false expectation of how we're dealing with this, you know, normalizing sexual assault in media, especially in New Zealand, saying, you know, making it seem like it doesn't happen or making it feel less serious. I also think, you know, it's not just about the people who get sexually harmed by, you know, someone else. It's also the people who do the sexual harm.
Yep.
They need to see this work. They also need, how do we train people to not be doing this? How do we, you know, focus on preventative healing instead of damage control? I feel like on the lower ranks of the creative industries, like the emerging artists, like we're all talking about it, saying, hey, let's make this happen. Like, I don't want to go forward like this.
So you guys are currently applying for Creative New Zealand funding, which I really hope you get. But what can people do in the meantime to help you out or to get involved?
So we've got a boosted campaign at the moment, which is, it's just under We2. We're just about to reach our goal. We're at 94%, which
nice.
Is amazing.
But we're going to stretch that goal out and try and get some more support, to get people like external mentorship from different organisations such as HELP and looking at different counsellors and their therapies. It's also, the money will be going towards a space that we've secured on K Road. The purpose around that was to not only house the We2 project, but also we're going to utilise that space as a shared collective works, you know, rehearsal space for all. It's not just online, it needs to be a physical community in our country.
The Creative New Zealand funding's not 100%, so we want to try and make this happen regardless.
We are starting up all of our social media pages in the next day. We're definitely in the development stages right now, so that's all, you know, it's definitely coming together, but website is not up and running yet. It will be up and running very soon, hopefully.
I think with We2, what we'd love to do or see is the support of other people in the industry that say, okay, I really understand this idea of laying your boundaries down. I really want to make sure that everyone I'm working with feels safe.
Yeah.
And I think that, well, my dream is that we can kind of see that community grow and then see the different people who you know are going to take care of you when you're on set, or at least just provide a healthy working environment.
So this work is in the beginning stages, but I'm so excited to see how it grows. But yeah, you can stay tuned and follow along with their social medias for more information if you want to follow their journey and how it grows. Their Instagram at the moment is at We2WantChange.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.